Hello, my name is Mary. I'm calling with the Opinion Service. We are conducting a public opinion survey about issues facing Hector County. Are you registered to vote in Hector County, ma'am?
Yes.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you think that things in Hector County are going on the right track or wrong track?
Wrong track.
Thank you. And what is the most important issue facing Hector County, in your opinion?
Property taxes are a problem for us.
Okay, thank you so much. And how would you rate economy conditions in Hector County? Would you say excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Okay, thank you. 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Hector County will be better, will be worse, or about the same?
Better.
Thank you. How concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family members in Hector County? Would you say very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Somewhat.
Thank you. I'm going to read a list, qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. Please tell me how you rate each in Hector County. You can say excellent, good, fair, or poor. Let's just start with quality of the public schools. Would you say excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. What about availability of quality health care?
Fair.
Thank you. Natural beauty and physical setting?
Fair.
Thank you. What about being able to get from place to place with little traffic?
Poor.
Thank you, ma'am. Let's continue with a shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth. Would you say excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you, ma'am. The availability of cultural opportunities such as theater, museums, and music.
Fair.
Thank you. Availability of affordable housing.
Fair.
Thank you. Having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment.
Fair.
Effective leadership from elected officials.
Is there something right below fair that's not poor?
Okay. What about public safety and low crime?
Fair.
Offering job opportunities in your field?
Good.
Public transportation?
Fair.
The availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature?
Good.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, please rate Hector County as a place to live for the following type of people. Let's start with racial and ethnic minorities. Would you say excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
What about immigrants from other countries?
Fair.
Recent college graduates looking to enter to the job market?
Fair.
Young single people?
Fair.
Families with children.
Good.
Thank you, ma'am. What about retirees?
Fair.
People living below the poverty line.
Not good.
What about entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses?
Good.
Thank you so much. How would you rate the overall quality of life in Hector County? Would you say excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you so much. Over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life in Hector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
About the same.
Thank you so much. Economic development generates investments, wealth, tax base and jobs from which many community benefits are created. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for the economic development in Ector County? Would you say very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Not at all.
Thank you. How confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Ector County? Would you say very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Not too confident.
Thank you, ma'am. Community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Ector County? Would you say very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Somewhat.
Thank you. How confident are you with plans and leadership for community development in Ector County? Would you say very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Somewhat.
Thank you so much. We're almost done, okay? Thank you so much for your time. How likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Ector County in the next 5 years? Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely?
Not very.
Thank you. Finally, just a few last questions about you and your household for demographical purposes. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
2 years of college.
Thank you so much. In terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Democrat.
Thank you. And what is your age?
63.
Thank you so much. Do you have a school-age child living in your household?
No.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? Would you say white, black, Hispanic, Asian, or other?
Hispanic.
Thank you, ma'am. Is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry?
No.
Thank you. And what is your annual household income? Just an estimated would be okay. Thank you so much. Are you currently employed, full-time, part-time, retired, or homemaker or student?
Both. I have a job and we have retirement.
Okay. Thank you so much. Do you live within the city limits of Odessa?
Yes.
Thank you so much. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and kindness helping me with the questions, ma'am. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your night.
Thank you.
Take care, ma'am. Bye.